apologize for my absence. The Skype.
We'll try to do some chazara. First things first. So I want to thank Yitz for finding me the Nefesh HaRav. Page Pei Gimel. The Rav is quoted as saying over here, the yeshiva hizbi lefnei ha-tamidim. So I don't need heter achila, and some asa and shumar b'shvias. We don't think it's a problem. It's not about cholas asuris. Rabbi, in the time of holds b'shumar is asur, means, sh'af b'achilas, page pei dalet, peret ha-mishumarim ha-lalu gam ke nechshav ha-ochel ka-over al-mitzvah ha-shmita. V'lo sh'ap-shadu sh'ar-dekach sh'ovar ba'al-asodah mitzvah tishmetana tatashta nefchu ha-peret ha-macholas asuris. Well, that's what I told you, but I'm so always going to see it in print. Okay, so that's what's going to page pei gimel and pei dalet. Nefesh HaRav. Okay, that's for starters. Yesterday we had a bit of a shiur which was had certain technical difficulties and other. I apologize for the for those. We'll try to give a brief chazara on certain issues, but I first want to sort of finish up. We didn't get a chance to do yesterday with the Sefer Shemitah Mamlachtit. You may recall. We spoke at the shiur yesterday and a little bit on Friday about the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra that talks about the Iser of Motziing Peros Sheyeshem Chaya Nefesh. Nothing to do with Shemitah. Nothing to do with Shemitah. Seven years in a Shemitah every single year. If there are fruits that are necessary for the Chaya Nefesh of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, we shouldn't be exporting them. We need them for Eretz Yisrael. So it's a din mefurish in the Gemara. Nonetheless, despite that then, there are many poskim who say that if it's going to end up being for the betterment of the yishuv and Eretz Yisrael to export it, so it's economically profitable, so the yishuv can do better, it is in fact permissible. Oh. Now, so over here, I'm just reading you a little bit on page 203. He says as follows. The Mishnas Yosef had claimed in a tshuva, which we spoke about last week, Chelik Bey Simon Chafei, he yevshel levatal isim afurish b'mishnah betanis nishtana wa'itim. How can it be? But the question that becomes, you yourself say, he has admitted that to export peyosh shulchai and nefesh, wine and oil and flour, nowadays it's mutter. So in fact, you want to say Nechanami? Yeah. He found one of the Gedolim, the Evan Yekara, who said, you're right. You can't be Motzi Peres Chai Nefesh even in other years. So Rav Lieberman and Shlita and Mishnah Yosef says, nah, that's okay. Why? In other years, we can be Matirin. Peres Shvius, we can't. But it's very difficult. What he says is Dvarav Einam Berurim. He says that in other years, if you're not going to export it, Yitztarchu lakor harbe kromim shenitu adata dahachi. Ubevada ein bezei kol yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But of course, the question becomes: no, we understood that's exactly the same reason why they asked it exporting Paris and Shvius. Right, as we spoke about this already a little bit last week, that the Paris was a given to Bnei Eretz Yisrael to eat. You and you have no business exporting them. It's exactly the same thing. And therefore he thought, at the end of the day, after it's all said and done, that it's permissible to export for the sake of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, as it is nowadays. Otherwise it's going to become rotted, and nothing to do with it. It'll be economically disastrous. Specifically, Otzer Bezdin should be permitted to export. Now, of course, the question becomes, why is this all about? It's all about... Yes?
So, by... Exploring. In other years, like the Gemara specifies to be Shum Chai Nefesh.
Right.
By Shvius, the Gemara never specified that reason. So
it's a very good question. Excellent question. Very good. There is an issue of when do we say that an Isser is a low plug? Oh, today's Rosh Chodesh Av. Whoa! When do we say a low plug? When don't we say a low plug? So the Mefarshim say that certain Rabbanans, they will go there flat out, no exceptions. Lo pluk. Other Rabbanans, not. As a matter of fact, you find this even in the Torah Kedosha. We spoke about, we'll get to a little more later on, Rav Shimon's Darshan's time of the Krah. We don't paskal like him. But if the time is Mefarsh of the Krah, we do follow the time. So some suggest that if the time is Mefarsh, we also follow the time. So he's making an excellent point. There, Baba Bashar Daf Tzadi, it says, you cannot export it. It tells you why. It's built in to the very nature of the Yisr. Nechay Nefesh. No issue of Chay Nefesh. There's no issue, no prohibition of exporting it. When it says, you're not permitted to export Perish Shvi, so no reason is given at all. In the Mishnah, it says, boom, flat. So therefore, perhaps we should say, low plug here, and we shouldn't say, low plug there. That would explain the opinion of the Mishnah Yosef. I don't know if he formulates it that way, but it would explain perhaps even better than he explained it. Very good. I like what you said. So that's a possibility. But he doesn't like it. In page 203, he thinks there's no distinction. And therefore he says it should be mutal halacha lemaisa. Now, we said before, Otsa Bezin that acts on behalf of Klal Yisrael can do what has to be done. But then the issue which he quotes in Simon Chavav, in Mishnah Yosef, is very nice. But they exported it, it's all right. But what happens later on? When Reuven gets it, Shimon gets it, Levi gets it, there's a chiyuv of beer, and there's no beer in chutzlar, so lechatchila, for sure not. Okay, that's the problem. So he has an interesting suggestion over here. It's like this. Bezin has to worry about, Rabosai, Bezin has to concern itself at the present time. Right now, Otsa Bezin, there's no din beer, no issue of export. Later on, they may have an issue of beer later on, because someone gets it and he's may perhaps required to do beer later on. It's a later issue. It's a later issue. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. That's what he suggests will be on page 205. And he suggests more than that. The ones who buy it, it's also okay, because they didn't export it. So it's a funny game over here. The ones who export it, don't have to worry about it. The ones who bought it, didn't export it. So everything falls between the cracks. So he wants to make that should be mutter based on that. Technically speaking, it's going to be permissible. More than that, he says, what's the whole point of Otsa Bezin? Bezin is there to represent the community. And the community's best interest is served if they export it. And therefore, that is permissible. Only an individual who exports, he's pogeya in the rest of Toshav Eretz Yisrael. Reuven exports, he's hurting Shimon Levi and Yehuda who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Bezin exports. Bezin has the wealth of the entire community in mind. This is what he suggests. Adkan, page 205. Good. Rabosai, this puts away the Sefer, at least for the moment. Beautiful Sefer, we have a lot of nachas from it. Okay. Now, Rabosai. So, we saw a big dispute on Perash Shvias Chayev in Trumas or Maisvis or not. There are more rites in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph Sifu tests on the Makoros a long time ago. Yes, and even tells you which Maisvis to give. Maiser Oni. Maiser Oni. Why do you pick Maiser Oni? We know the rule is years 2, 1, 2, 4, and 5 is Maiser Shani. Years 3 and 6 is Maiser Oni. Years 7 is nothing. Year 7 is a hefka. No one owns a Paris. There's nothing to talk about in Maisa. We're discussing a unique case. Let's say, for example, Paris Shul Nachrim, according to the Beis Yosef. So you have to be mafresh. What are you mafresh? So the Beis Yosef doesn't say what. The Ramah is basing himself on the Rambam and the Mishnah, which is found in Yadai and Perik Dal Mishnah Gimel, and it's also found in the Rambam. I used to see in the Makoroshi Matnas Anim Perik Vav Halacha Hey. There it is as follows. It's a Mishnah. Shnas Hashmita Kula Hefker. Ema lo Truma lo Maisa lo Rishon lo Shein lo Oni. No, it's zero. Zero. Uvachut Starat Shein ba Shmita Skaka. Mafrishin Beretz Mitzrayim ba Amonu Moav Maisa Rishon lo Maisa Oni. Nesharotzos Eilu Krovos Eretz Yisrael. Kadesh Yuani Aniya Yisrael Nismachan Alabishvis. How do you like that? What about Eretz Shinar? Bavel? Mafrishin b'shvius masasheni kasei de rov hashana. So there are two different ways to be mafrish in chutz laretz. So the mekomos akrov, where they have trumas, not talking about the United States. So the Ramah assumed that if you're in Eretz Yisrael proper, you should follow the idea of Maisa Ani, as we do with respect to Mitzrayim, Amon, Moav. So, same thing over here. However, the Radvaz disagrees. He says, no, you're not Mafresh, believe it or not, any of the Maisers. In other words, you're Mafresh only Maiser Rishon, and neither Maiser Sheni nor Maiser Rani. That's an interesting lumpus in Radvaz. Maiser Rishon is every year. It's every year, so even though the 7th year normally is Hefka, it's every year. Maiser Sheni and Maiser Ani are only specific years. There's not one of them. Falls between the cracks. It's not year 1, 2, 4, and 5. It's not year 3 and 6. No additional Maiser above Maiser Rishon. That's only the Radvaz could say such a thing. It's in the Tshuva. The Tosfos Rit says, Maiser Sheni. That's in Rosh Hashanah Tezvav. Maiser Sheni. And Shlomo Zalman is wondering, in the back as a whole country, he doesn't understand the Ramah. Why is the Ramah so sure that he should give Bimafresh Maiser Oni? He doesn't understand it. Fakert, Maiser Oni is the exception. The rule is Maiser Sheni. Maiser Oni is the exception. Right? It says in the Chumash, Shlishit Shnas HaMaiser. That means only one of the earlier Maiser supplies, and the second one is Maiser. It's the exception. Shvis is not an exception. You go back to the rule of Maiser Sheni. So here's a funny thing. The Radvaz says it's neither. It doesn't fit into any pattern. It's not 1, 2, 4, 5. Not 3. It's Yipater and Gansin from only Maiser Rishon. Shlomo Zalman says 3 and 6 are exceptional years. 7 goes back to the same as 1, 2, 4, and 5. And the Ramah Paskins know Maiser Oni. It's a difficult psak, he claims. Now, why do they do it in Amon Moav and Mitzrayim? A special takana. He says why? A special takana. So therefore, in Shinar it's not that way. Says Shlomo Zalman, in Eretz Yisrael it's also not that way. Not part of the special takana, and therefore he thinks he should really do Maiser Sheni. However, there are Moser Maiser Rani. What are you going to do? Both. It's not his own chumrah that he made up. Shlomo Zalman goes back to the psak of Shmuel Salant and the Aderes. They said you should do both. Now, of course, how much does it cost you? It costs you nothing. Because all you have to do, you know, there is a special text. Some of you, maybe when Eretz Yisrael, you had experience being taking Trumas from Maisers. There's a whole long text which is found in the art scroll Sidurim. After Shachris, I think it's where I found after benching. I'm not sure if this edition has it. It's a different kind of an edition. But they have a whole series of brachas you make. Oh, here it is. I found it. Page 109 in this beautiful Siddur. A whole long afrasha for Trumas. Truma Gedola, Maiser Rishon, Trumas Maiser, Maiser Ani, Maiser Sheni. The whole thing. So it's a long nusach. So the Poskim say, the Chazon Ish already said it, you can say, of short nusach, call afroshos apidyonos, because my machine is his opinion, yechulu kedas, kenusach art scroll. You say, Minchas Yerushalayim 50 years ago. Art scroll. And the whole thing works. So it doesn't cost you any extra time. You don't have to know what it is. Whatever it is. If it's, we say it over here. We say, if it's Maiser Sheni, it's Maiser Sheni. If it's Maiser Ani, Maiser Ani. So we don't have to make a decision on this. He'll say, what do you mean? What about the old pigeon? What about the by giving it to an Ani? So pigeon, so you say pigeon in Chulah Kadas, in case the Maiser Sheni, it's automatically Padui, and you just do whatever you want with it. Where's your Pruta? So I have a Pruta, other people have Pruta, so we give Rishus others to use. Okay, not for now. What about giving it to the Ani? Because Shlomo Zalman, no, you don't have to give it to the Ani. We're talking about Paris Nachrim. So we have the famous Kasina. Kasina mikor gavad lamasa shtudina by day. I come from the Goyim. You couldn't get the money from the Goyim. I don't have to give it to you either. I have to tell you, as chatoi ani maskir, where mafresh comes once in a while, meiser, I never gave anything to an ani. Who gives ma'aser to anani? I mean, you know, I'm a levi, so I don't give to. I've never gotten ma'aser rishon. I'm a little bit upset. No one ever gave it to me. They can say to me, prove you're a levi. I have no proof I'm a levi going back to Sheva. I have no proof. So no one has to give it to me. Fine. But to prove you're an ani, that's not so difficult. I mean, I'm whatever. So, yeah. The minig is we don't give. I don't know why, but to be machal like Shlomo Zalman doesn't really cost you anything. Especially if you use this nusach, this mekutzer, it's all the same thing. He's talking about people who are actually doing things. Fine. Now, Rabosai, let's get to a fundamental question. We use the expression kedusha shvius innumerable times, but I want to know, what does this expression really mean? Is it really what we call kedusha teferes shvius, or is it no kedusha? It's just sort of a figure of speech. That's what I wanted to know. So I saw an interesting piece about it over here. This beautiful sefer called Peres Shvius. Well, I'm going to give you page numbers again to be able to look it up. This is in page Resh Nun Zion. Kedushas Peres Shvius. That's how it starts. This is the pasuk calls it Kodesh. Yovel hi Kodesh Tiyalachem. And Chazal Darshan Ma Kodesh Tofes Es Domov Ashvius Tofes Es Domeho. This is a Gemara we saw, it's a Gemara in Sukkah and elsewhere. When I read this, I thought the other way around. It's not Kodesh. Just like Kodesh is Tofes Domov, so Shvius, which is not Kodesh, is also Tofes Domov. We're bringing a raya for this pasuk that it is Kodesh. I thought if anything, it's a raya exactly in the reverse. I don't know. You know, he quotes a Yerushalmi that Oral is also called Kodesh. Huh? What does it mean? It means it's Aser. No Kedusha to Orla. It's Aser, it's an Iser. So Kedusha Shvius also may very well mean nothing more than that. Quotes will be on the same page. No Kedusha. Kodesh is only for the Yisurim. He says, Yerushalmi says, Orla is Kodesh. Why? No Kedusha. It means Dinah Shiva Paris Orla. Here too, the innumerable Dinah, which we saw in Tos Lama Testament Alf and Sukkah. Innumerable Dinah. That's what's called in our language and slang. It's called Kedushas Shvius. But there's no real, real Kedusha. There are those who say, we just finished the Sukkah of Chutzarts. Those who say, you really shouldn't be eating Paris Shvius and Chutzarts. You know why? It's too holy. That's yochid. On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, is there a mitzvah to eat Peres Shvius? So we had spoken about this quite a while ago. We thought the answer was no. The Rambam doesn't have it as one of the essays, and even according to the Rambam that has an essay, we thought it's really an Isser essay, not a Kiyam essay. So this, we don't want to use the expression of Kedusha Shvius to take it too literally. That's what we don't really want to do that. But there are those, page Resh Nun Ches, who make the following amazing comment. You have to wash your hands before you touch Peres Shvius. Ooh. Wow. It's a kind of a Kedusha. Kedusha. Now, it's true, it says in the Tosefta, on the Maram Mekomis, that Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, in the Tosefta, Ein Tzach and Osi V'Yadayin Tumeis, you require Netilas Yadayin, and there are those who said, it's Malas Peres Shvius. Again, I don't know, it's hard to understand why this should really be true. Nah. What about Hefzit? I think it's the best answer. Because your hands were tummy, you have to burn it, and it's Hefzit Peres Shvius. That's the best answer. So again, a page Resh Nun Ches. It's very hard to understand anything that's really different. As we spoke about, Rabbi Osai said, whether there is a mitzvah of eating Peres Shvius. And it's very romantic to say yes. And he quotes over here on the page Resh Samach Beis. Some say there's a mitzvah of eating Peres Shvius. Yes, the Ramban said it. We understood the Ramban that it's not a real mitzvah. As opposed to the Megillus Esther. So it really is a mitzvah. So you know who talks about it as usual? Reb Chaim Kanievsky talks about it. This very question, this can be found in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph and the Cheshmita. Is there a mitzvah? You get mitzvah points. If you need Peres Shvius, yes or no, we're always looking for mitzvahs. That's over here. Moron, Chazon Ish holds, there's no mitzvah in Peres Shvius, as opposed to the Megillas Esther, the Das Ramban. Ramban only means it's a lava of Michal Asay. Don't do schora. There's no positive commandment. You don't get mitzvah points to eat Peres Shvius. What's his raya? There's no bracha. You hear going on? No bracha. No bracha means there's no mitzvah. Every mitzvah you have to make a bracha. Truma, you have to make a bracha. Rabbi said, no one in this room have a truma. Even the Kohanim can have a truma nowadays with your tummy, its tummy, everything's tummy. But it says in the Rambam, based on the Gemaras, if you make a bracha on eating truma. Okay? There's no bracha when it comes to eating peiros shmita. And explains why. When it comes to trumas of maisa, maisa sheni, it says, v'achal to, you should eat it. It's a mitzvah to eat it. When it comes to truma, it's called an avoda. Psochem nafayim beis beit, it's called an avoda. And gimel. Perish shvia says, l'achla, permission to eat it. That's all. We should be mafkrit, everybody can eat it. No mitzvah to eat it. He wants to know, interesting, only Reb Chaim come up with this. We're going to, the next topic, I mean, not today, maybe not even tomorrow, topic four is about beer. You already saw it once or twice. At a certain point in time, when it's no longer out in the field for the chaya, you have to get rid of it from the house. And you have to eat it up. So he wants to suggest, well, maybe if you eat it up at the time of beer, maybe that's called a mitzvah. He gives a funny example. No. The Baal HaMor says, when you eat chametz before Pesach, it's a mitzvah. Tashbisu. If you want to say, if you eat the parashvias before the zman abir, only Rab Chaim can say this. Rab Chaim Kanievsky can be aloch over here. That maybe something similar to that Baal HaMor Shita. Nope. Okay. However, there are those who have an inference from the Tosefta. Let's open to the Tosefta. Perek Vav and Shvias. Please open up, if you don't mind. Tosefta, Perek Vav, the Shvias. Yes. I know. I'm just telling you what he says. You can look it up. It's there. Perek Vav. So first, let's see Perek Vav Alach Vav that we saw before, where it says, "Ein sochan also b'yadayim tmeis." So maybe there's a question of but let's go now to Perek Vav Halacha Aleph. Interesting, because over there, shvias niten nitol achila l'shtia l'sicha lechol davar shadakol lechol etc. Keitzad ein mechayv and also. Lechol o knuvah yerek lo pas sheipsha, etc. etc. Something is no good. It's moldy. It's sort of a leftover stuff. You're not required to eat. What's the implication? The regular food you are required to eat. So perhaps you can see from here there's a mitzvah to eat peiros shvius, and some say not. Some say, well, you know, it's not a mitzvah to eat it as such. Well, we don't want it to go to waste. So therefore, it's an idea that one really should be. Perhaps eating it. Fine. So now, Rabosa, we come to the next very important topic. We already saw the sugya in Masechta Sukkah a little bit, had it a few times. Something called Hana'asan Ubiyurin Shavu. What does that mean? When you eat something, you enjoy it and you consume it at the same time. Emes, you had breakfast this morning? French toast, Kurdish. So you enjoyed it and you consumed it at the same time. As it was going down, and you were swallowing it, that's when you enjoyed it, and that's when it's consumed. That's l'achla. So the only time there's a din of peiros shvius is when something is hana'aso ubi'uro shavu. Yatsu atzei hasaka. When you have firewood, there, hana'aso li'acha bi'uro. First the firewood is consumed, and then it after gives off the heat. I'm not a scientist exactly to tell you what exactly it means afterwards, but that's what the Gemara assumes. Fine. The Feirish. Interesting. What about an interesting case? The Hanor comes before Biuro. How's that possible? Hanor before the beer. So the Baal HaMor that says in Sukkah, it's B'samim. Because you enjoy it now and you're not consuming it. Hanor l'fnei, maybe there is no beer. Hanor l'fnei, it's never consumed. You just keep smelling. I guess maybe it gets stale after a while. So he wants to know. It's if hanos acha biuro, there's no kedusha shvius. It's not comparable to eating. What about hanos before biuro? So the Baal HaMor says this kedusha shvius like psamim. The Yerushalmi has at the beginning of the seventh parak psamim ma'u shi'ir lem kedusha shvius. Says the Rash Surlio right there. This is the suffix. Hanos acha biuro, there's no kedusha shvius. Hanasa b'shas b'yuro, that's ochla. Hanasa l'fnei b'yuro is a suffix in the Yerushalmi. Oh. So I saw something very interesting. Interesting, fascinating. As over here, on page Reish Samach Ches. Okay. So he writes over here, just as we know that this Kedusha Shviyah is only in an item, which is Hana'asa Ubiyuro Shaveh. Okay? But if you will cook on a Lahava Shal Shemin, Nana Mimenu, V'achilas HaTavshil, Acha Shekola HaShemin, L'fichach Hu Asur. This is Hana'asa Achar Biuro. Now, the Mishnah Rishona, Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph says, Hefsid Perish Shvius. Because at that moment in time, the Perish Shvius are gone, and you haven't had any Hano yet. Frek there, Tzarechin, Lama Tzarech Loses, Tam Zeh, Hari Alfina Demina Dumid Delachla, V'kol Shalom Kederach Achila, Havik Hefsid. So it's not so simple. You can argue that no, because the Mishnah Rishon is explaining to you why it's only Asar Hanaso Acha Biuro. What if Hanaso Kodem Biuro? I'm assuming it might not be Asar. So he has to explain that it's only Asar if the case where the Hano comes after the Biuro, at the moment of the beer, we're going to suggest it's considered to be Hefsid. Okay, fine. So now Rabbos said, we started talking about this yesterday in the Shir, and I'm not sure where you got cut off. I got some varying rumors. But we did see a Tosefta. Let's see it inside. I'm not sure if we saw anything inside yesterday. We're just trying to keep Tosefta Perek Hey, same page. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's look together. Perish Shvius Ein Machilin Olson the Behema Ulechaya Uleofos. Okay, let's go on. Not done yet. Im Holcha Behema Meilel the Tachas Teina Veocheles Betainim the Tachas Charuv Veocheles Charuvim Ein Mechayvin Oso. Lav zero. That's the gears that we have. Mishum shenema levhem tchal chayshat tzecha tia kol tivuasa lecho. That's the gears that we have. Fine. So, the animal gets in. He gets in. We're not going to require to shoo him away. Okay. Fine. Others suggest not only is it not required to shoo the animal away? Chazanish says you're not even allowed to shoo the animal away. Wow. That's what they say, because this is a pasuk. You have to let him eat. Now it's interesting, Rabbi Osai. You remember the Rambam, I hope you remember the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Lamed. We were there last week extensively. Let's go back to it briefly now. Perek Dalet, Halacha Lamed. It's two lines. The Rambam says, "Ayaras Eretz Yisrael hasmuchas l'sfar moshivin aleim neman." Neman is two different gersos. Kadesh lo yafutsu akav yavozu peiros shvius. They can't despoil the field, take away all the peiros shvius. Okay. Now, if you look carefully here, Reb Chaim Kanievsky has. I'll read it to you. He says, "Lama bebehema im holcha me'alea ain monen on mimena, uvegoy monen mimena." As bebehema ain o inyan elam may have said perish vias, vim ain royal adam machin also the behema, uvehef said ain iser ela the half said banish. I will ain any chayav bishmirasa. And he quotes the Ushamis on the Maramakomas, very important. Perktes alach alaf me'alean hain avudin. It just gets ruined by itself, and not mochiv to stop it. Also, Perek Zayin Lach Alf is also on the Mamakomas. Kado knifta diyarka maskin lo leigra. You put it to the roof. V'yav shemi garma. It spoils by itself. Therefore, imhocha me'aleha ein tzorach lemona udas mara and the chazanish also lemona levehemtcha. Let it eat. Avol goy shalomad lemikra lachem v'lo lacherim. We spoke about this already last time. If it be hefsed, we couldn't sell it. We'd be a bit problem with the odds of bezin. Ela shatorah hefkira peiros shvius kadesh yelakulam leochla v'ochlu evyone amecha v'lo bishul goyim. As we mentioned last week, v'neida hefker hefker lekulam kedemashal l'shonu natashta shloya l'chashum bailos mikomakom Ish isra shagoy yochlena. Yolachem ishtem noa mihagoy milochla. Kevin and Shatorah amar behed yolachem lolagoyim. As we said earlier, this is the lumdus that Reb Chaim has at the very end. It's the last piece in the fourth perek of Hilchos Shvuyos, the Shvuyos of the Rambam. That's what Reb Chaim says. That's what he says. Fine. Good. However, Rabbi Osai, when is it that we not only let an animal take it, but we're not obligated to shoo him away. We're not allowed to shoo him away. That's if the fruit is still on the ground. Still on the ground. However, if a Jewish person took the produce and put it in his kitchen, put it in his house, from that point on, Rabbi Osai, he's not permitted to give it to Nochrim, because it's already his. That's an important distinction. Okay. Rabbi Osai, we spoke a lot yesterday, and I'm not sure how much everybody heard, and the Shem is going to give a very, very, very quick summation of some things which we said, because either people weren't there, they weren't tuned in, or they couldn't hear when they were tuned in. Again, the technicalities are not my specialty. So just a very, very brief summation. We mentioned that Rav Yoshev said that when something is going to get lost and get destroyed anyway, then Rabbi Osai, there's no Easter of Gram Hefset. And this for this Rabbi Yoshev said, don't bring me a raya that Gram Hefset is mutter from the Yerushalmis that we just mentioned, because those Yerushalmis are talking about Svichin cannot be eaten anyway. Anyway, so there's nothing wrong with causing it. You put it up on top of the roof, and it gets ruined by itself. Fascinating. That's svichin. You can't eat it anyway. That's a chiddush. Now, this is very, very important. One of the rites we briefly brought is as follows. You're allowed to take an esrig on Shemitah. You may not take an esrig of Truma. Why? Because people start holding on to it, they're going to lead to some kind of a damage. You see that when it comes to Shemitah, there's no problem. So someone suggests this is not such a good raya, because Truma is its own din. Mishmeres Trumosoi. Mishmeres Trumosoi. There's a whole discussion. I just saw... you all gave me Rabbi Usher Weiss Shalita, gave a shiur on Shemitah. Where Tinek, someone said? I don't know where it was. We discussed this issue, which we spoke about yesterday. Can you give a child Perish Shvius? Because it's going to go to waste something. So it's mutter. He discusses the army in Sahel. There's a very strong rule. Whatever's out for 2 hours, into the garbage. You can't afford to get people sick in the army. So you give him Shemitah fruit. Rabbi Usher Weiss said, it's mutter. So however you normally take care of something normally, that's the way it is. It's only Chumas B'Yama. This whole idea of Pach Shemitah, which we'll discuss at some length, it's a very nice Chumar, he says, but it's not Mi'ikar Adin. That's exactly what was said over here, because wondering how do you market the produce? Well, people normally eat what they eat, but then when they leave over the other 6 years of this cycle, Mi'ikar Adin, it's okay. I have it, it's in English even. You can read it, it's on my table, and thank you very much. It's accessible to everybody from Usher Weiss Shalita. I don't know when exactly it was given or where, but it's worthwhile looking. Oh. So now, toward the end of the shiur, we're discussing the issue of Hefset based on the Mishnah. Let's take a look at the Mishnah again in Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. Okay, Rabbi Osei? Mishnais. Perek Ches Mishnah Beis. Shvius nitna lachila v'lishtia v'lisicha lechol davar shadarko lecha v'losol davar shadarko losol lo yosol v'yayin v'chomis ha'vasocha v'sa shemen v'chein b'truma u'maiser sheni kalmi em shvius shenitna l'adlok asaner. Now the Rambam got based upon this, that's the only distinction, right? Other, aside from that, truma and maiser, maybe maiser sheni, are equivalent. Maaser Rishon is nothing. You need it in the cemetery, b'chol makom, to the tavern. There's nothing whatsoever. It means Maaser Shani. Fine. That's where he got it from the Mishnah. That's where Rambam got it from. And here he says, the Rambam goes further and says, those who have a Rambam should look it up, please, in Rambam, in Perek Hey, at the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah. Let's take a look together. Perek Hey and Shemitah. Perek Shemitah, L'achil L'shtir, the whole story. L'achil L'shtir, Ketzat, Dov Shlach Olecho, K'gdin Truma Ma'isa Sheini. Why did Rambam say it? He wanted to emphasize, that's what our Mishnah seems to be saying. Only one difference for Dlakos Aner. Otherwise, there seem to be a very comparable dinim. So now you have the whole discussion, which we spoke about a little bit yesterday. May you convert a solid into a liquid? Right? So the whole issue was an issue with respect to various fruits. And the Reb Chaim refers to what he wrote in Hilchos Trumas at length. And there is an open question. We know it's permissible to make wine and oil out of grapes and olives respectively. Is that limited to those two? Or are those two representative of other similar fruits? In what way? Well, wine is destined, grapes are destined for wine, and olives are destined for oil, and therefore, it's permissible. What if I'll find you a kind of another fruit, which, although in the time of the Tanakh, it wasn't that way, now I have a new kind of fruit, and in our time it's made, it's destined for its juice. One possibility is the citrus fruits, oranges, lemons, grapefruits. Maybe we should give them the same status as far as this is concerned, Truma and Shemitah. Truma we don't have nowadays, but Shemitah, which is the same we saw over here, should be permissible to convert them into juice. It's interesting, as I mentioned already yesterday, I'll say it again, that the Chazanish is mesupik. Do you require that the majority of these items be used for their liquid? Or is it enough that the majority of people use these fruits occasionally for liquid? Big difference. You see? Tremendous difference between these two definitions. Tremendous difference. So Chazanish seems to be unsure. And he seems to be unsure not only in Hilchos Trumas and Shemitah, but also in Hilchos Brachos. Brachos. Now, it's interesting. Where's the source for this din? Where's the source for this din? The Aruch HaShulchan says he didn't find the source by Shemitah. He thinks it's derived from Kodesh Tiyah Lachem. Bahavayasa Tehei. Wow. It's the same as they were Dorish when it comes to in Sukkah Daf Mem, that the Kedusha, when you it's sold for money, the money assumes the Kedusha, but the fruits maintain their old Kedusha. So by the same token over here too, well, Bava Yosef said, hey, don't convert it into a different kind of a form. And as we mentioned already yesterday, Aruch HaShulchan says the same way you shouldn't be making a solid into a liquid, you shouldn't make a liquid into a solid. It's a change of form. Change of form. Now, we mentioned, go back to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says over here, in Perek Hey, in the bottom, footnote, Yud Ches. He writes, Aruch HaShulchan asks it, V'shamati b'shei mori v'chomi, the Rav Yashiv, shemekel b'zeh. Rav Yashiv is mekel. It's a problem of solids into liquids, not liquids into solids. What's pshat? What's pshat? So the answer is as follows. The answer is the Rav Yashiv held that the problem with making a solid into a liquid, Rabbi Osei, listen very carefully, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? Lo Yashana Peres Mibriyason, writes the Rambam Malacha Gimel, Zok Derech Amuna, B'dav Hashem Dakal Deshana Zekit Furish B'yozel, Hatam Demikri Hefsed, Uksiv la'ochla v'lo la'hefsed. He quotes the Rash on this Mishnah. Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. Wait a minute. If it's the issue of hefsed, I mentioned already yesterday, the Rash said this expression, la'ochla v'lo la'hefsed over here in Perek Ches, halacha Beis, it's not exactly clear to what he refers. Where was it? found it. He used the expression kol hani. All these things is a problem of hefset. The question is, what does kol hani refer to? Here, kol hani da siri, where it says vayikra chafei, they have to go to avodah zarah ayin hey, mishum ochlav ala hefset. What is it going on, kol hani da siri? He understands it to mean chayin mevushal as well, machal umashka as well, everything. Now, I don't know, he's going to the Rishalmi Peshuto, talking about eating something which is normally cooked in a raw state, doesn't seem to be going about Truma Sumaisis. That's based on, not Ochel Umashkin. He says based that on Truma Sumaisis. But Rav Yashiv, not the way apparently, that the whole thing is an issue of Hefzit. So Rav Yashiv holds, solids is the higher form of the liquids. To make a solid into a liquid is Hefzit. A liquid into a solid, Faket, Mala Bakorish Veloma Reading. As a matter of fact, I found here, but many, many pages later, page Shin Lamed Zayin, you have to see things later also, he quotes from Rav Yashiv. Here we go. He quotes it that the Aruch HaShulchan As is making a liquid into a solid, as we said. Rav Yashiv says, no, it's Mutter. What's the Raya? Chulin Kufchaf. Hikfa es adam va'acholo chayov. A person takes blood and makes it into a salad, congeals it, chayov. Dachshuvei achshuvei. V'hayna da'ochel choshev yosem imashke. How do you like that? Amazing. So according to Rav Yashiv l'shitoso, it's an issue of hefsid. When you make a liquid into a salad, it's not hefsid. You make it on a higher level. But the Aruch HaShulchan didn't say nothing to do with Hefzit. It's a separate issue of Shinim Ibriyaso, nothing to do with Hefzit. As a matter of fact, in this very same Sefer, Pet Shin Chav Ches, he attempts to prove this opinion that says that changing the state is a separate issue. Where do you get it from? Another Tosefta. We mentioned this again yesterday. I don't know if you heard this. I don't know if it's Chazar, it means you heard it well. I don't know if it went off the air somewhere. So, Perek, if it sounds familiar as you heard it, maybe. Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. 1 second. In the Tosefta. Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. Pagin Shal Shvius. Right, so Erev Shvius. Shal Shvius. And Shulk, not Cholkin. And Shulkin also. You can't do it. Right? Can't do it. Why can't you do it? Tosefta. These are immature, unripe figs. You're not mafsid the pre. Pre anyway is not so good. That's what he says. He's separate. I wanted it to deflect the proof. No. If you just leave it, it's going to get better. So if you leave it, it's going to get better and ripen more. So it's a hefsin in what could have been, what would have been. Okay? And I'm asking you to see the lashon of the Minchas Bikurim. The Minchas Bikurim says, Ein Shulkin Garsinan. Paganu Shadayan Lonis Bashlu. Right? So therefore, Ein Mavashin, the Peres Shvias, Ein Mishanim Bibriyosan. Vikevat Sheyochol Ahamtna Chigmaru, Ein Lavashlam. So I don't think this writer that he brings here on page Shinchov Ches, the Fiyani Yazdaiti, is not such a great writer. And I mentioned, did you hear this yesterday? About Havdalah. You shouldn't use the wine for Havdalah. That's from Reb Chaim, has all these things. You shouldn't do that. And Rav Yashin, you shouldn't use it as an oil on the pan, right? And the Chazanish said that it's permissible to crush it when it's normally crushed. These examples, a banana, a tomato, a potato, carrots, apples. Maybe. Just 1 second. We said a minute ago, Chazanish is mesupik, whether you need a majority of the... This is a question I asked you to make sure you were still there. The majority of the fruits have to be, or the majority of people have to do it. So you all answered that bananas, most people eat it whole. So why all of a sudden is it not masubah? So I wanted to suggest yesterday that the suffix was it came to making a salad into a liquid. But making a salad into a crushed salad, we could be more making. Why that should be so exact, I'm not 100% sure. Yes, Adil, I'm sorry. I don't know about that. I think when you rinse out the pan, if you do so, you'll find there's a lot of oil left over, and that was just there to prevent the egg from burning. It wasn't there to, you want to make the egg tastier. I don't cook anything, but that's what my understanding, and we'll have to ask the various members of our families who engage in this kind of activity, unless the people here in this room do, whether the Rav Yashiv also didn't cook, I'm sure. But he understood that the oil was used just to prevent the food from burning. It was not intended to make the food tastier. Me as a non-cook, I thought it was, in fact, correct. And we saw Gemara Brachas yesterday, which is a very important Gemara. But the Gemara makes a link between the din of Truma. I made a joke yesterday. I don't know if you caught the joke. Truma and Trima. Everyone caught it? Yeah. In certain parts of Europe, they call it, even though it's one's with a tuff and a hay, one's with a tess and an olive. But still, for a joke, it's good. So the question would become, the Gemara makes a link there between Brachas Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, between the laws of Brachas and the laws of Shemitah. Now you're familiar with the Machloikas by applesauce. What Brachas do you make on applesauce? Maran Bet Yosef seems to say you make a Bori Parait. And the Ramah, following Rashi, what's Trima? An important Rashi here in Brachas Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph. What is it? What is Trima? So Rashi tells us what it is. What is it? Kol davar hakosush ksas ve'ena marusuk. Rashi conveys an impression if it's completely crushed up, it would lose its bracha of boy priyot. And by the same token, it's arguable that we should say it's prohibited to make the apple into very, very pulverized applesauce for exactly the same reason. That's what one might say. And Reb Chaim calls his father. This is in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis, Dimaskal Tamarim. No, he says it's possible that it's prohibited to crush it, even if the bracha is boy praise. I think Imam makes a comparison. No, writes the stipler. The comparison is as follows: that it's not called Nishtana the Greyusa when it's Merusuk Tzatz. Okay, that's the comparison exists. But if you are merasik it completely, forget about whether it makes it made it better or made it worse. That's an irrelevancy. It's a shinu mibriyoso, a separate iser. And the proof we had was from dvash. We made the toast yesterday in brachas lamed ches. Dvash, according to the Bahalochas Gedolos, if it's not diluted, the bracha is bore pri ha'etz. Afal pikein, it's an off in the Mishnah, Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel, and Truma. Ain Olsen Tamarim Dvash. Of course, the question becomes why. So Reb Chaim answers, maybe it's an Issa Rabbanon. This should not commonly day hefsid. And we mentioned the last thing we mentioned the Ramban, the Chaznish thought of him on his own. That if you can't compare, as we say in America, it's like apples and oranges. Oh, because apple, when you squeeze out some apple juice, there's plenty of the apple left. Orange, you squeeze out, there's nothing left. So maybe that should be a special kula, which the Ramban suggests that in Chula Daf Kuf Chof, he brings it up based on a Tosefta in Maaseh Sheni, and the Chazanish said it on his own. Oh, but now Rabosai, let me go back to our favorite sefer here, this Perush Shavius, and see what he has on this very topic. Watch this. We already mentioned a minute ago. He has a separate iser of Ein Mishanin, even if it's still considered the original pre with respect to bracha. And therefore, he says, it's only permissible to crush it if it's ragel bekach, a banana. He said, you're only allowed to crush a banana to give to a child. If I want to have a banana Shemitah year, and I want it crushed, I don't know why I'd want to do such a thing, but you're not allowed to do it. Obviously, this is a special iser. A special iser. Who passes this way? Quotes from Rav Yoshev, from Nissen Karelitz. Now, wait a minute. You're allowed to make Trima. Trima the Brachas Bari Praise. And Rashi says, Alma b'milse koi. So if b'milse koi, so you should make a Bari Praise. So what's he saying? Perhaps like this. If it's mutter to crush it, then by definition you make a Bari Praise. But it's possible that if Brachas Bari Praise, but it's still awesome. mentioned a little while ago, maybe because of some kind of a chashash of hefsid. Not exactly the same thing. Okay, listen, that's what it is. It is. As the Gemara Rabosai in Besech Techulin, I think it's on the Makoros, if I'm not mistaken, maybe yes, about Shemitah, Kuf Chof and Bebez Techulin. Hashvius Mashkin Ayotzim Mehen Kamosa. Says Rashi, has Kedusha Shvius. Fine. Says the Chazanish, I guess you see a Russian brachas. The Russian brachas says we distinguish between squeezing fruits and cooking fruits. If you squeeze it, it's shahakal, zeh bialma. If you cook it, boy pray, it's fruit soup. That's what the Rush suggests. Okay? So it comes out according to this, at first glance, you're not permitted to squeeze fruits and make them into juice on Shemitah. Even though, based upon the Mochun Kufchaf, there is an of Kedusha Shvius on the juice. You know why? What's pshat? Why? Why should it be? Again, it's a Mefurash Gemara Shvius. What does it say there? Kuf Chof and Beis. Hay Mashkan Yotzim Men Kamosa on this Kedusha Shvius. So the Kedusha Shvius, so why can't I squeeze the fruit? I didn't take away Kedusha Shvius. He writes as follows. Chazanish. Also the Sochton Afilu imtin saloma de shvius lapokamen. Why? The bishas schita mafsid apri. Vegam kshu nene eno nene elemizeas apri. Vapri huvar min haolam shaloba hana. Sarhanoso biuro shove. The fruit ceases to exist at the moment that I squeeze the juice out. Wait a minute. Why should that be so? Mashken ayotzim ehen kemosam. Yes, it's kedusha shvius because it's a derivative of the fruit, but the fruit itself doesn't exist. However, Rabosai, there's a Rashba. The Rashba says in Brachas, and I actually see the Divrei Chamunos who quotes it, that the fundamental criterion in the Brachas is not the way the Rush said it, the distinction between squeezing and cooking. It's rather a distinction between Daka b'kach and not daka b'kach. If it's daka b'kach, it retains its status, it retains its bracha, and presumably would be permissible to create that new status on Shemitah as well. So if that's the case, that the Rashba's opinion is accepted by the others, which may be so, the Chazanish suggests, maybe they agree with him, maybe they agree with him, in which case, it would perhaps would be permissible. Permissible. And that's what it says. And Rav Yoshev seems to say, this is the next page, page Shin Lamed Beis. You're allowed to squeeze a fruit. There's no Kedusha Shvius remains, as we said. By Trumas or Maises, it's also because Paka Kedushasa. You don't get Malchus on it. But by Shvius should be Mutter, because Mashcha Nischa is not Kemavua. I read you. Mashcha Nischa Miperes Shvius She'ena Mavua La Paka Kedusha Shvius. So says Rav Yoshev. The Chazanish said in the previous page that it is Kemavur. I'd like you to give you an assignment. What are these Gedol Olam fighting about? It's hard for me to explain what's the Nekudas of Machlokes. If I take a fruit and I make it into juice, right? Is that juice considered Mavur Men Olam? But not Mavur Men Olam. It has to be Shashvius, that's a Gemara in Chulun Kufchav. So Rav Yoshev says if it has to be Shashvius, it's not Mavur Men Olam. But the Chazanish is quoted to say, I only can read the words one more time. You have to explain it to me, what it really means. What it really means. That's considered to be Mevuah min ha'olam, even though it has Kedusha Shvius. That's what he quotes over here as a big Chiddush. I read it to you before. And you have to explain to me what it means. Why should it be so? If it has Kedusha Shvius, I'll read it to you again. It's Chazanish. Shvius Simen Chof Hey Os Lamed Beis End of the Bramaskel V'yesha Kosef. He says even if the majority squeeze it, it's still considered to be not the Iker of the Pri. Also the Sochton Afilim Tim Saloma the Shvius Lapoka Mehen. Again, the B'shaschita Mafsir Apri Gam Kshu Nena Eno Nena Lemizeas Apri for Apri Huva Ben Olam Kshalo Bahanot. Page Shin Lamed, 2 pages later from Rabbi Yoshev, he says no. Mashkin is going to be Perish Shvius. Ain't a mavur l'pagdush shvius. He brings a right time mavur because it's still kedusha shvius. Chazan says no, it's not kedusha shvius. It's still considered to be mavur. It has a shvius, but still considered to be mavur. So I need to explain that to me what they're arguing about. I'm not exactly sure. It must be something deep that these gedolim are arguing about. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what it is. Halacha l'maaser rabosai on page Sheleg Shint Lamed Gimel. He says that there are those who hold the sefer shmita suggests you may not squeeze oranges, lemons, grapefruits. What's the rye he brings? We already saw, you're not allowed to make mitvash out of tamarim. It's a Mishnah of Mefereshes and Masechta Trumas. Did we look at that yesterday? I think we did. I think I asked you to see it. Those are the Mishnahs. Alright? So that's his rye. Now, we mentioned this already yesterday. But I didn't see something strange over here. I don't understand what to make of this. You tell me what Pshat is over here. He says like this. He says, this rye that he brought, he quotes the sound, Dvash ha-nema b'torah m'chuvan al t'morah m'atzmah v'lo ha-mashent nishat v'zav mehen ha-nikah b'losh b'nei adam dvash ala b'eitz ha-prish al ha-t'morah nikah b'torah b'shem dvash. Huh? I thought it says Eretz Zavas Cholav Advash. How can it not be a liquid? How can it, if that's what it means, Zavas Cholav Advash, it has to flow. So I'm a little bit perplexed about this as well. This is page Shin Lamed Gimel. You have a few assignments here to Rabbi Sadek. Give me pshat in these various citations. And this is as follows. It's not called the pre-rights of Tukachinsky. It's only called Zaya. You make a Shahako. Now, it's true, the Ramban and the Chazon Ish said, that may be true of apples, but not of oranges, because oranges, the entire thing, comes out. Okay? Now, what about eating raw carrots? What's wrong with eating raw carrots? What's wrong with eating raw carrots? So, Chaim talks about it over here in a footnote, Chav Dalit. He eat the B'Shem Aron Zatzal. Shehitu lechol gezer chai. You're allowed to eat raw carrots in Shemitah. What's the chiddush? It says beferish, you're not allowed to eat in Yerushalmi, turodin chayin, because they were normally in Mavushal. Rabbos say 100 years ago, maybe long, I don't know how long ago, carrots were normally eaten cooked and cooked only. Look at Mishnah Brewer, they had this discussion, what bracha you make on carrots. We have no question about that. We eat carrots in a row all the time. But in those days it was not. So it was mechadish, and in our generation it became more popular to eat raw carrots. So therefore the bracha would presumably now be a bari pri adama, as opposed to what the Mishnah Berurah suggests, it would be a shahak on the abidvara. Look on the Sharat Tzi and Simon Reish Hesed Kod Yud Gimel. But now it became popular to eat it in a raw state. Is your ladder, again, this is in Chav Dalet over here. Hit the lechol gezer chai, gam hit the last of salat mi gezer, gam the rasa gezer. Okay, you can make it small, as we said before. For lishtof achakach as a mechona me apsolus. You can just rinse out the, there's a little stuff left over from the carrots that no one's going to eat. You can even wash that away. Why should that be so? See, so right over here, this is, look it up later on, page Shin Lamed Zayin, that whatever is left over, quotes an expression over here, Hare ze batel. Hare ze batel. What does that mean, Hare ze batel? What do the words mean? Quotes it at some length. Quotes over here. Whatever you can't get out, Hare ze batel umuto le shot from kedarko. The mistabe de kol kli donen kefidarko. So Yerushalmi and Trumas, I guess you can see it perhaps, Yudalef Halacha Dalet, Mekanev Yerek, Kol Shirotze. However, although this seems to be Heter Gomer, but he goes on and says, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Later on, a page Shin Nun Zayin, 20 pages later, Chaznish suggests just leave it to let it to rot. I understand it to mean it's royal the machal b'nei adam. Otherwise, you'd even let it ruin it. That's the next page, Shin Nun Ches from from this in Karelis. There's another chumrah Rabbi Osai, a new one. And we'll end with this. Chumrah is, you can't peel potatoes with a machine. Why? They did research, and they found, they was put in the newspapers, they did the Badat, Sheres Yisrael, that if you peel potatoes with your hand or with a machine, by hand, 14% goes out. The machine, 38%. Whee! So you're wasting potatoes. That's the quote over here. Yesh l'klof, p'tapuchi adama shechal k'shashvias, rak ba'ofan yidani, only by hand, and you should not use a machine. I don't know. That's what it says. And they quote the Rebbe Yoshev, was masking to that psak. I don't know. Apparently, even if you don't let it rot, he's still machmanas this way. Rabosai, do you peel? Who here peels potatoes? By hand or machine? Baruch Hashem. So we have Baruch Hashem. All 7 years of the Shemitah, you know, just use this as your hand to make sure that we shouldn't have any. We have to stop here. We're out of time, actually. Mishim, tomorrow we'll continue with these inyanim.